Good morning, boys and girls. Is there anyone here who is 5 years old? 5 years old. That's about the age I was when I went to Sabbath school and I decided I would like to be a missionary. Would you like to be a missionary? I have a missionary story for you. This happened in Africa. You know where Africa is? If you've looked at a map, Africa is on way down, and it's very hot in Africa. I got to go to Africa, to Mozambique. Yes, but it's also south. Okay, this story is about a government official, and he pushed a button that called his the guard. When the guard appeared, he said, "Take this man out of my office." The young preacher who was there stood up and walked to the door where the guard waited. As at the door, he turned and he looked back to the official. He said, "Abdul," calling him by his name. He said, "God loves you. I will come back and visit you again." Abdul hated the name of Jesus Christ and the Bible, but he could not push these words out of his mind. God loves you. So sometime later, the preacher, he did come back to visit him. And he said, "I have returned, and I have an invitation for you to come to my meeting tonight." Well, Abdul agreed to come. He promised to come to the meeting. Then guess what he did? He gathered some of his friends to assist him. And he decided that tonight we will destroy this preacher. And he carried a hand grenade in his hand. You know what a hand grenade is like? And it can kill people. So when he came to that meeting, he sat where he thought it would do the most damage. Well, as he sat there with his friends, and the preacher came to the pulpit, and he looked right at Abdul. And he the preacher looked directly at him. It seemed as if he himself were the blind man. He was telling about blind Bartimaeus. You remember the blind Bartimaeus was the man that he heard shuffling in the street and wanted to know what was happening, and the people told him that Jesus was coming. And he heard the crowd shuffling in the street. So the preacher's telling this story, and he looked right at Abdul, and he said, "You are the blind man." And as he listened, he could just relate that he was the blind man. And the preacher told him that you must call on Jesus today. You are the one sitting by the roadside. And Abdul, his legs started to shake, and he felt like he was this blind man. It just felt so real to him. And as the sermon continued, Bartimaeus called to Jesus, and Jesus turned around and said, "Come to me." The preacher took a step forward, looking directly at Abdul, and he said, "Come, Jesus is calling you. Come." And later, Abdul said, "I could feel something like a hand going around my heart. I found myself standing up, and I started to move forward." Well, all of his friends thought, "What is happening?" They got up and left when he stood up and started coming up forward. Abdul said, "Someone is calling me. Jesus Christ is calling to me." And Jesus was calling him. He came forward toward the preacher. His friends left. Then the next day, Abdul's father, along with a number of his friends, came and visited Abdul's office. His father led the way, and he told him, "You will lose your office. You will be poor. You won't have any influence you lose all the influence that you have here in the community." But he listened to his heart's strings pulled toward Jesus, and he gave his heart to Jesus, and he was baptized, ended up becoming a literature evangelist. Boys and girls, you need to think about when you grow up, you can be missionaries. You can be missionaries as you grow up and influence your friends and neighbors. Now is the time to give your heart to Jesus. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Father, we thank you for our boys and girls here. Help them to give their hearts to you while they are young and choose to be your missionaries. We thank you that Abdul listened to the pull when Jesus was speaking to him. Please bless our missionaries as they work for the hearts of the people around the world. Keep us all till Jesus comes, and help us to long for that day with all of the missionaries around the world, we pray. In Jesus' loving name, amen.